live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Half Marathon takes place on Sunday, the 6th of March. Alzheimer's Research UK, based in South Cambridgeshire, is the headline charity partner this year, and they're looking for more volunteers to join their cheer squad to help encourage and support the runners around the course. Katie Thomas is running the Cambridge Half Marathon this year as part of her training for the London Marathon, and was originally part of the AR UK cheer squad, and I'm really pleased that Katie joins me via Zoom today. Hello, Katie. Thank you for talking to me today.
Hi, Alex. Really nice. Thank you for having me.
Now, Katie, can you tell us how you first got involved with AR UK and particularly the cheer squad?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, gosh, it was a while ago now, actually. I was part of a cheer squad as a supporter for Alzheimer's Research UK for the London Marathon when they were part of a charity called Dementia Revolution. I was asked to go and cheer along the marathon runners that day. And that was 2019. And I went along and just was so inspired by it all. I thought, that's what I want to do. So I entered the marathon to run in 2020. But thanks
other
to
things took over, yeah.
Yes. So, unfortunately, it didn't take place that year, but I will be running it this October in 2022, finally. So really looking forward to that.
Well, that's really exciting. Now, you did, I think, the virtual marathon, though, didn't you?
Back I did,
in
yes.
That time. So you have done a kind of a marathon, but not the official one round the course.
Not the official one. In fact, I've done two. I did my own lockdown marathon around the fields and tracks around our village in April 2020. And then I did the official virtual London Marathon around my hometown of Oxford. So I did that last October as well. So yes, I've managed to run two marathons now, but looking forward to the real event.
Oh, brilliant. Now, as part of the cheer squad, what does that kind of involve?
So it's you go along, it's a fantastic atmosphere. You get together with a load of other Alzheimer's Research UK supporters. We create a sea of orange for all the runners so that they can see us from a distance. And it's just about clapping very loudly, cheering and making sure that they know that you're there supporting their running. So it's a fantastic atmosphere, and it's great as a runner to go towards this incredible wall of support. A sea of orange. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So I know you ran the Cambridge Half Marathon back in October, didn't you, as part of a kind of team? And how did you find running with this cheer squad sort of backing you up?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it's a fantastic event. I was running as part of a squad. There's an amazing lady, Sue Strawn, who has, well, this was her last half. She lives with dementia. And there were a few of us, I think six of us in her squad of runners. And we ran with her around the course. And so that in itself was a fantastic experience. But to go through all the different cheer squad stations was just brilliant, because everyone was looking forward to seeing Sue coming. And so we got a huge welcome and lots of noise. Yeah, it's, as I say, a great atmosphere, and really lovely to be part of, both as a member of the cheer squad but also as a runner. You know, it's a huge boost if you're flagging a bit. It's really wonderful to see those supporters and hear them, and just gives you a massive boost.
I bet it really does pick you up again, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And yeah. I did interview Sue last year just before the Cambridge Marathon, so it was really good to hear how well she did and how well you all got round. And on that point, if you become a volunteer, you do get a free orange t-shirt, don't you? You don't have to provide your own, and many right. props, like things to bash and crash and cheer with as well. So it's all provided, isn't it?
Yeah, all provide. Lots of crackers, lots of things to wave. I'm not sure that it goes as far as wigs, but some people bring their
own. Oh,
no,
they were wigs. Yes, I saw those as well.
Brilliant. So, yeah, it's just lots of orange. It's really, you know, it's such a bright colour and really, you know, really noticeable. So it's a lovely thing to see from a distance. You see these sort of banners being waved, and the noise is tremendous as well.
Katie, can I just ask you, what's your connection to Alzheimer's Research UK, and why did you get involved with them?
Yeah, so so my dad sadly suffered with Alzheimer's, and he passed away in October 2018, which is why I then went as part of Alzheimer's Research UK to support the Dementia Revolution run, as I was invited. And so he was an Oxford professor, so obviously the opposition university. But it's, you know, it's a wonderful connection, actually. It's I think there's something serendipitous about it. But so he was an Oxford professor, a really lovely, gentle, very funny, very articulate and intelligent man. So to watch him, you know, decline so slowly from this awful disease was just heartbreaking. And so I've just decided that I really wanted to do as much as I could to sort of try and prevent this happening to other families, to other people. There is a huge amount of research that can be done, because it's a physical disease of the brain. So there's no reason why it can't be cured eventually. So it's not just old age. And so, yeah, I'm just really passionate about raising as much awareness, as much money as possible, so that Alzheimer's Research UK can put the funds into research and eventually find a cure.
Amazing. I think every bit helps with this, doesn't it? Because like you say, there will be a time when there is a cure. Let's hope it's sooner rather than later. So you were saying that you're running the Cambridge Half Marathon as part of your training for the London Marathon later in the year. It's going to be a very poignant date for you, you were saying.
It really is, yes. So having entered to run the marathon in April 2020, and then it was obviously cancelled and then deferred, the actual date that I'm running will be on the fourth anniversary of the day Dad died. So it's going to be such an emotional day, but really poignant, really, really special for me. The people that I've met and the friends that I've made through the charity, it wouldn't have happened if the marathon hadn't been deferred. So I really feel like it was just meant to happen. For it to fall on that date is just incredibly special. So yeah, I can't wait to run it. Can't wait to run it in October.
Brilliant. So getting back to the Cambridge Half Marathon, I'm not going to let you get away from that. We are looking for volunteers. You're looking for volunteers to join this cheer squad. Now, you don't need to be there for the whole of the morning, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are different stations along the route. I'm not exactly sure where they are. I think mile 3, mile 11, off the top of my head. But you can find out from the charity. There are some fantastic people at the charity who will, you know, be delighted to help you. And if you just want to go along and cheer along one part of that, then any support would be really, really welcome. And it's a great atmosphere, so it's a lovely thing to be part of. So you may find that you know, you want to stay and continue cheering all the other runners as well as they go on through.
Yeah, I've just checked, it's mile 5 and mile 11, so those are really critical miles, I think, and outside the Fitzwilliam Museum, so it's very easy to find. They're saying between 9:30 and 2, so you can spend as much of that time as you like, you know.
Yes,
as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And then go and explore Cambridge. It's a beautiful city, not quite as beautiful as Oxford, of course.
But, yeah, we'll challenge you on that one. If people want to get in touch and would like to sign up to part of the cheer squad or anything else, who should they get in touch with?
So they get in touch with Alzheimer's Research UK. If they go on the website, then they can get in touch with anyone there, be happy to help. Maybe you want to be part of the cheer squad, and they will welcome you with open arms and give you everything that you need for the day to go along and be part of that.
That's brilliant. In fact, you can email here volunteer@alzheimersresearchuk.org, and that will go straight through.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Katie.
Looking forward to seeing you and hopefully lots of other supporters along the way. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.